Welcome to the Junior Golf Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping parents and juniors navigate through the journey of junior golf. From fitness to mental coaching, we cover it all on this podcast. Here's your host, Ro Thompson.
All right, here we go. There we go. All right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Junior Golf Podcast. I'm your host, Ro Thompson. And as always, we've got a special guest in the building. We've got none other than Jeff Bullock, founder of the Universal Golf Rankings. How's it going, Jeff?
Going great, Ro. Thanks for having me on.
Good, good. Thanks for being on, man. I've been following your Instagram posts for a couple of months and, you know, real excited about the opportunity to get to know you and ask you a couple questions about the Universal Golf Rankings. But before we get into all the fun stuff, Jeff, give us a little background about yourself.
Background. So born and raised in Colorado, still in Colorado, grew up going to the International, if you know that PGA Tour event that ran for about 20 years. So that was a lot of fun. Castle Pines is actually getting the BMW back this year, so it'll be fun to go back and kind of run around there. So I'm going to be going to that. Lifelong golfer, played through high school. I'd say my claim to fame was I won the Colorado State Junior stroke play when I was a senior in high school, but didn't do much beyond that, but still like to play. And now I'm trying to get my kids into the game.
That is awesome. And how old are your kids, Jeff?
I got a 7, 5, and 2-year-old.
Oh yeah. Perfect time. Perfect time. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That way you can just sit back and enjoy them. Just mess up everything.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Good, good, good. And Jeff, did you play in college?
Did not play in college. No, I had some opportunities, but kind of went a different route and ended up just kind of getting into the business world and now just play golf, you know, when I can.
Well, good, good, good. And what's your handicap? What's your index?
I think I'm right at like a 3.9 these days. So, but it's trending up, not trending down, right? So,
right.
If I can get 10 rounds in a year, then it's a good year. So yeah,
that sounds about right. That's like me. I'm the junior golf dad, and man, I probably play maybe once or twice a month, and I never thought I'd get to the point, Jeff, where I'm okay with just playing once or twice a month, you know?
right. Yeah, I get it. Still love going out, but, you know, it's small kid time of my life.
Right. Well, listen, so let's get into the Universal Golf Rankings. How did the idea come up to go into something like that?
Yeah, I mean, you were telling me beforehand, you're from South Carolina. It actually originated in South Carolina. We were on a golf trip kind of a boys golf trip, and it was in November of 2022. And that's right when in the professional space, there was just a lot of news around OWGR. Yes. And they had just come out and said that they were gonna not rank live events. And they had just changed their formula as well. And it was right at the time, even stripping out the live issues, that Scottie Scheffler, Jon Rahm, and Tiger all came out and said that the OWGR is flawed and laughable. And so we were just sitting around dinner one time talking about this. We were at Kiowa, and we said, well, what if we started publishing our own rankings and see if it went anywhere? Because there's obviously it's in the news right now, and it's not just people, it's professionals saying that there's issues. So that's kind of how it was born. And I mean, there's a lot in between of how it actually came about, but we published our first pro rankings in February of 2023. Okay. And we just kind of went off, you know, that's when it all started, and it all kind of snowballed really quickly. I guess I credit social media. That's kind of what was our main platform of just getting our word out. And by May, we had gotten on PGA Tour Radio with Colt Knost. We had gotten on a number of different podcasts. The Living It Up guys got us on. They were one of the first people to get us on. And then again, it just sort of snowballed. You get a few tweets that go viral. We started showing how accurate our rankings were. That's kind of something that we really anchor ourselves on, is that, you know, we're unbiased, we're all inclusive. There's nothing that has any bias towards a tour or towards a player or anything. It's pure performance based. And then it probably, at least last year, it kind of culminated in October. LIV Golf reached out to us and asked us if they could use our rankings for their promotions event. So they were looking for a ranking system to figure out who could qualify to their Q school.
Gotcha.
Of course, we said, yeah, you know, and we felt like that was a real big stamp of validation, because, you know, there's other independent ranking systems out there that they could have chosen.
Right.
And we said they felt like ours was the best one for that event.
Good deal. Now, have you had much, you know, I'm sure you know, whenever you have an idea, you get it going. What's been probably your biggest challenge or biggest hurdle in developing this ranking system?
Probably the biggest challenge, honestly, is just continuing to get the word out and just continuing to show that, hey, there's other ways of doing it. I mean, at the end of the day, in the professional space, OWGR is the ranking system. And the reason why they are important is because that's what qualifies you for majors, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
that is the claim to fame. And so, you know, we get the whole spectrum on social media of people who just like hate what we're doing and people who really love what we're doing. And, you know, so it's funny to see all those comments, but it's been a really fun ride, and we're continuing on. And to kind of pivot to the junior space, I went to the USAM was in Colorado this last year at Cherry Hills. And so I went out there, was watching all the juniors, and I was having discussions with parents of junior golfers who had qualified. And just through the discussions of telling them what we were doing on the pro space, they almost asked and said, hey, like, there's a need in the junior space, or there's an opportunity to maybe, you know, take your system that's proven to be a really good system and put it in the junior space. And that's where the idea came to not pivot, but to say, hey, we should maybe look at junior golf.
And add to it. Right. Cause you just went live in the, on the junior rankings, what, about a week or two ago?
2 weeks ago. Yeah. We've been working on it since August. So, I mean, you don't throw something like this together overnight. I mean, we decided in August we were going to do it, and it took, I mean, what is that? Almost 8 months to build out the database and to really build out the functionality. And, we went live 2 weeks ago.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Now, in your opinion, because, you know, all of the parents, you know, we know about JGS and we know about Rolex and we know about a lot of other different rankings. In your opinion, how does you know, your ranking system stand above the rest?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. So when it comes to ranking golfers, it all comes down to methodology. So what is the method by which you are ranking people? And it's kind of clear. So Rolex, AJGA, they are a points-based system, right? So similar to OWGR, they assign points. You earn points based on where you finish in AJGA tournaments. And they only do AJGA tournaments. So that's kind of, you know, that only captures a certain segment of the population.
And very small, too.
And small tours, right?
Yeah.
Junior Golf Scoreboard, they are what we would call a multi-factor ranking system. They've got three different factors that are weighted differently, that they decide the weightings and they decide what's more important and not. And then their output is whatever the ranking systems is, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are what's called a performance-based system. So it's strictly relative performance on a peer-to-peer basis. So what we do is we map in a huge cloud-based computer. I can't adequately describe the actual technology that's behind it because it's so big.
Okay.
But we map the thousands and thousands of junior golfers, their head-to-head matchups that they play against every opponent that they play in a huge matrix, and you get a relative ranking, a relative score to them. And we've shown, this is like the nerdy side of it, we've shown mathematically that performance-based systems are the most accurate way to rank golfers over points-based systems and over multi-factor systems. And one of the main reasons why is that we account for magnitude
Okay.
And what do I mean by that? If Scottie Scheffler finishes first place, whether he wins by one or by 10, he gets the same number of points.
Okay.
We believe that if you win by 10, you should be credited with a dominant win more than just the fact that you won, right? And
Right.
so performance-based systems actually take into account magnitude of win.
That's good. Yeah, because I noticed my son, he's ranked like 3,300 on the JGS. And then when I put his name in the TUG GR is he's like 2,600. So it was a little bit higher ranking.
And it's all just based on matchups, right? So if you go,
Right.
you click into any player, and we actually show, we call it the scatter plot. We show a scatter plot of everyone's head-to-head matchups, and you can actually see, why you are ranked a certain way, because we actually show you that you beat everyone who we rank worse than you, and you lose to everyone who we rank better than you, and so it's a perfect fit.
That's good. Good, good, good. And so when parents look at this ranking system, Jeff, parents and juniors, what should they be looking for when they look at these ranking systems?
Yep. So we say we answer three questions,
Okay.
three fundamental questions that I think everyone wants to know. First, where are you accurately ranked? And we rank people on six levels: the overall, country, state, county, city, and then your class.
Okay.
So you can actually go in and say, hey, I might be the 10th best player in my city, and maybe I'm the 1,000th best player in the country, but there's always something that we can improve on. And we feel like that gives a really good story for everyone trying to figure out how they can improve, even if it's on the city local level. The
Okay.
second question we answer is, how am I trending? So we have tons of trend charts that go back 12 to 18 months. So you can see how you are hopefully improving. And actually measure your progress, right? So now there's an actual place that you can measure your progress. And then third, we answer the question, how do you improve? And I'll take this step back. We are a rankings and analytics platform, and I think you can correct me, or anyone can correct me, I think we're the only ones to do both,
Okay.
because the rankings platforms that we've mentioned are just pure rankings.
Right.
And then there's analytics platforms that usually you have to wear a device or have a tracker or wear a watch or do something. They give
Right.
you analytics, but they don't do rankings. And we've created something where it's a one-stop shop. You have both now. You have your rankings, which explain your analytics, and vice versa. And so on the analytics side, we truly break down your game on a hole-by-hole level, on a par three, par four, par five level, in weather, not in weather, your bounce back
Wow.
rates, your give back rates,
Yeah.
your insights. One of the most popular charts we have is we break down your game on the first six, mid six, and last six holes.
Okay.
And you see these crazy trends of, some people are great starters, some people are great finishers, some people are not. And you can derive really good information from that. You can be like, oh, maybe if I'm not a good finisher, maybe I run out of steam, maybe I'm not in shape, right? And then we have a whole benchmarking. Because we have all the data of 12,000 different juniors, you can
Yeah.
pick a benchmark and say, how do I compare against the best players? How do I compare against the worst players? And you can toggle it back and forth so you can see where you need to improve to move up to that next level.
Hey Jeff, you caught my attention when you talked about starting strong, finishing not so great, because some of the junior dads and I, we've had this conversation about push cart. And one of the things that we found, the data says if you use a push cart in your in your tournaments, you save yourself about 30 to 40% energy. So
Oh, I believe it.
when you get a chance, Jeff, I want you to look at that for me and see what you've noticed with like most of the juniors. And I know some of them are gonna, finish strong because they're like, I already had a bad start, so I need to figure out how to finish
Right.
strong. But I think what does happen in most rounds is you get off to a good start and then you kind of end on a not so great note. You may go bogey bogey or bogey double and
Yeah.
not finish the round so great.
Well, that's why the trends charts that we have are so important, because you can look back and see. So, maybe obviously one of the more popular juniors in the ecosystem right now is Charlie Woods, right? Everyone
Right.
wants to see how Charlie's doing. If you look at Charlie's trends charts, he doesn't lose any shots to the field on par fives, even when you compare himself to the best juniors in the country. He's a par five player. Where he loses shots to the field are on par fours and par threes, which are basically iron shots. Like you can basically derive that his iron play is below average and his long game is above average. And then you can see the trends that that's actually changed over time. And so it's just interesting to see that. If you're sitting there consulting with him or looking at him, you'd be like, hey, we know we need a look on to go to the next level.
And you spend more time on that, right?
Yep, you do.
That's really good. That's really good. So Jeff, so the talk to us about the cost of the membership and what do you have access to?
Yep. So again, dividing it between rankings and analytics. So rankings on the most basic level are free, right? You can go to tugr.org, click on boys or girls rankings. You can even search in the search bar and
I
see
saw
where
that.
you are ranked. We have really just two levels of memberships, and honestly, like we have got a pretty big tech cost that we have to cover, and as we do it. But the first level really answers the question all about advanced ranking. So the first level, which we call the hero package, tells you all of your rankings in your, in the six categories that we talked about. It gives you tons of trends charts, and then it shows all the tournaments that you've played in and that are in the database, right? So we have, I think the biggest piece of feedback we've gotten in the first 2 weeks is, hey, you're missing tournaments. And we say, thank you. Like, tell us and we'll get them in the database, right? The legend package, which is our highest package, that's the pure analytics package, right? So that is all the deep hole by hole analytics, bounce back rates, how do you do in different weather, and everything. And so first package is $12.99 per month, and the legend package is $24.99 a month.
Right, I saw that. And Jeff, do y'all rank just 2 days or 1 days and 2 days?
We will put in any bona fide junior tournament, whether so it's a 1 day, it's a 2 day, it's a 4 day. So
That's amazing.
again, it goes back to the methodology, right? The methodology is if you're playing against golfers, we want to see how you performed against them. So if it's a US Open qualifier, if it's a US Junior qualifier, so none of the, all the USGA qualifiers are 1 day qualifiers that some ranking systems don't pull in, and you're getting great players in those, right?
Strong field, strong
Strong,
field.
really strong fields, and so all those are getting captured. I mean, again, we're kind of limited at this point just by how much we can do on a per week basis. But in theory, if this goes how we hope it goes, like we want to input every local tournament of every local tour that exists because we want to be the biggest database of junior golfers out there.
That's good, Jeff.
I mean.
You kind of capture my attention. So let me ask you this. So like for right now, how do you all capture, let's say, the tournaments period? Do the tours have to send the data to you, or do you how does that how does
Yeah,
that
we want to definitely build relationships with tours
okay.
to do that. I mean, that'll be the easiest way to do it, especially on the local level. Because again, the two places where we found we've had some gaps is at the local level, right? Where maybe like it just doesn't hit the map as much, but we should hit them. And then the 1 day invitationals, because you get a lot of 1 day invitationals that are not tied to tours. Right? Maybe it's just a 1 day invitational run by some independent entity, right? And it might be like a pseudo state championship, right? It might be something where you do get the best players in the state playing, but it just doesn't really hit the grid anywhere. And so that's where we need to continue to build the relationships. Right now, we've got a phenomenal kind of first adopters, I guess we would say, the first adopters of our system who are send they're sending us the gaps that we're missing right now, which is great. And that's what we want. Like, we want to be as transparent and as friendly and as everything as possible. And if you're missing a tournament, send it to us. We'll get it loaded.
Man, that's awesome. And so Jeff, is there anything else you would like for the juniors and the parents to know about your ranking system?
I would say we have in the professional space, one of the sayings that we like to put out there is that we're the most unbiased, understandable, all-inclusive, and accurate rankings. And if you break those four down, we're unbiased because the formula is truly performance-based. Like there is no, it's not a points-based system. We're not a multi-factor system where we're saying this should be weighted more than that. It's truly, hey, like what you scored relative to your peers is what gets in. There's no bias involved. It's all inclusive. You know, on the pro side, that means we're capturing all professional tournaments. On the junior side, that truly means we're trying to capture all junior tournaments that we can, right? It's understandable, right? There's really that you don't need a, it's not rocket science to figure out what we're doing now. It's I could say it's rocket science of how we actually compute it from a technological standpoint, but you know, it's relative peer-to-peer scores, is what it is. And then it's accurate. And it's proven to be the most performance-based systems have proven to be the most accurate way to rank golfers compared to points-based or multi-factor systems. Like we have the math to prove it and like we can publish it. We've published it on the pro side all the time on our Twitter feed on the pro side. And the last thing I'd say is one of our mantras is we want junior golfers to play more golf. One of the biggest pieces of feedback we got from parents is that sometimes there are wrong incentives within ranking systems that make you want to withdraw or not play in a tournament because maybe it'll be bad weather, or maybe it's a winter tournament. And how is my score going to be affected in the winter? And that doesn't matter in our system because it's relative to the peers you're playing. So if you're playing in a really bad weather tournament and the wind shoots 80, well, the wind shot 80. If you shot 85, you were only 5 shots off the winner. You weren't 15 shots off par, right?
Off of the course rating, right?
Off of the course rating because the conditions were such that the winner shot 80, and that's what should matter. And so all of that is factored in. And so you should be incentivized to play more golf, not less golf.
Yeah, because that's the biggest concern, Jeff, that most parents, you know, some of the parents have, I'm not gonna say most, is that, you know, you want to stay away from winter golf and you want to stay away from, bad weather. And like I have some parents that'll say, you know, between November and March, you want to
Don't
stay
play.
away, you don't play. You want to just work on your game. And if you're a competitor, if you're a parent and you want your children to be competition ready, that's a tough pill to swallow, you know, because you want them to stay ready. So when it's time, boom, they're already in competition mode and they want to compete, you know?
Well, in the way you're ranking, the more competitors you play against, the more different competitors you play against, the stronger your ranking is. So Miles Russell right now, if you go into our system, he's played against 600 different competitors over the last 18 months.
Yeah, he's
He
number one,
plays,
right?
he's number one. He plays everywhere and all the time. Charlie Woods has played against 424 different competitors over the last 18 months. If you scroll down to someone who's maybe ranked like 5,000th in our rankings and you look, maybe they played against 60, you know, maybe they played against 80 because they're only playing in a few local tournaments. Your ranking becomes stronger when you get more connections to the golf ecosystem.
That makes sense. That's good to know. All right. So Jeff, I know you know this has probably been a collaborative effort with some people that's in your circle. Is anybody that you want to give a shout out to for helping you to kind of bring all this to the forefront?
You know, there's six of us kind of that are running this right now, and we've been running it since November. And we all have what's great is our group, we all sort of specialize in different things,
That's
right?
beautiful.
You know, we've got our data guy who I'll put our data guy against any data guy, right? And we got our website guy who, you know, makes all the magic happen on the user experience. And then we've got seasoned executives. We got seasoned business executives that have been in business for, you know, 40, 50 years that are kind of our guiding star and everything. So we've really assembled a great team. We're all golfers. We all love golf. And we just want to we kind of want to make a splash in the junior space. We think we can, and so
I think you
you
will.
know, so we're trying to see, you know, what's out there.
So far, so good. I like it. I had a chance to get on the site today, and I saw some things. You know, like I said, I saw where JT was ranked 3,300 on JGS, and he's 2,600 on the TGR. So that's a great. That's good. It's good to see.
Well, and then what I would say is the top 10 ranked golfers for both boys and girls, their analytics are open to anyone. So if you want to see if you want to see what your kid or what's available to anyone, those top that like that's quote unquote our free trial is the top 10 are always free to everyone. So click into Miles, click into Blades, click into anyone, and you can see everything that's provided for all of them and just mess around. And I invite everyone to go in and do that and, you know, see if it's worth it. Right.
Yeah.
We've been open for, or, you know, we've been live for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. We've got a number of people who've taken advantage of the upper package. And it's been really good because they're getting the personalized analytics for their kid and it's turnkey, right? You don't have to wear a device. You don't have to go input stuff after the round. We're deriving it all from the data that, you know, we get from the tournaments.
Gotcha. So Jeff, if our child plays in a tournament, how do we send that to you? Do we just send you the link or how does that work?
Links are great. Sending it to email is better than over like Twitter or Instagram. Right. So, you know, our email is it's team@tugger.org. So, you know, it's our team. So team@tugr.org. And, you know, we got multiple people watching that inbox every day.
Okay. That's beautiful. So, that's beautiful. Yeah. So Jeff, just as we bring this thing to a close, man, I wanted to ask you, I know you don't get a chance to play a lot of golf, but one of the questions that we always ask on our podcast is, you know, if you could have a dream foursome, who would your other three players be?
You know, this is probably a cop-out answer, but I feel like I get my dream foursome. I go on a family boys golf trip every year with my dad, three brothers, and a brother-in-law. So there's six of us, right? Is that what it adds up
to?
That's
a six-some. That's a six-some there.
That's a six-some. And we usually play two or three courses and we rotate foursomes amongst all of that. So, you know, at my stage, not that I'm old, but at my stage of after living through competitive junior golf and this and that, a few times I play, I enjoy going out and playing with them.
That's good. Now, have y'all did the Pinehurst trip yet?
We did. We did Pinehurst. Okay. We did Kiowa. This year we're going up to Sand Valley in Wisconsin.
Okay, good. And don't forget to put Myrtle on there too now. Myrtle Beach.
Yeah. We'll get it.
Good. So Jeff, how can our listeners follow you on social media?
Yeah. So for junior golf, our Twitter handle is @TUGRJuniorGolf. Our Instagram handle is @TuggerGolf. So our Instagram we're using, we don't have a separate one for junior. That's kind of the main one. We send out a newsletter right now every single week as we kind of update and we're getting going. So if you want to get on our weekly newsletter, just, you know, ping me a DM or shoot me an email. We got a lot of really great stuff coming down the pipeline. We've got some partnerships that are on the 2 yard line. And, once we get those across the 2 yard line, we'll announce them. And, you know, I'm hoping that some of them get announced in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
All right. And Jeff, before you go, is there anything you can share, as far as the future of Tugger?
I mean, the future of Tugger, I'd say we're just getting started, at least with Tugger Junior, right? We've got stuff going on both in the pro space and in the junior space. A lot of our focus right now is in the junior space. I'd say pro is sort of on autopilot, and that's just, you know, people know us there and, you know, they know what's there, and we have some interesting opportunities going on there. The future, 2024, is all about juniors, right? And so the platform we have built is, I would say, just the beginning. Like, the goal is to continue to enhance the analytics, continue to enhance the offering, make it to where we want Tugger to be a household name in every junior, in every junior's household. And it's a platform built for players, parents, and coaches, right? We think it's going to be a cornerstone for recruiting, for college coaches in the future as they continue to see how accurate the rankings are and as they can get tools. So we're just starting and we're excited.
Well, good. We're in that, you mentioned college coaches. We're in the midst of that college recruiting phase. So
yeah,
you might get a couple of emails from me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Jeff, thanks for, you know, from the Junior Golf Podcast family, we want to thank you for being on tonight and blessing us. And we look forward to spending time on Tugger like we do the JGS and the Rolex rankings.
Excellent. Thank you for having me on. I know we've been back and forth for a few months, and I think this was good timing. So, you know, best of luck to your son, and look forward to.
Thank you for listening to the Junior Golf Podcast. You can follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you enjoyed this new episode. And if you did, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Please share this episode with others who may be interested in this topic. Also, feel free to let us know what topics you'd like to see covered in future episodes. Get in touch in the comments or on any of our social media networks. See you next week for a new episode.